I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Riverside Drive's majestic magnolia trees in Monroe have been flagged for inspection and possible removal because of damage from last month's tornado. Tensaw Basin Levee District Executive Director John Stringer says trees flagged by the district will be inspected. Those deemed unsalvageable will have to be removed for safety reasons. Once Monroe Public Works is finished with debris removal, the city will determine what needs to be done with damaged trees. That action could be months away. Stringer says his concern regards removing the ones that are damaged and planting ornamental trees, but that matter is with the city, with what to do with them. Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo says trees will be replanted to replace those removed. Governor Bobby Jindal's former health secretary says he realizes the awarding of a $200 million Medicaid contract to his former employer raised eyebrows. But Bruce Greenstein insists he didn't do anything improper or illegal to help the company. Greenstein's comments came in a newly released deposition taken before a state grand jury that later indicted him on perjury charges, accusing him of lying during his testimony. The ex-health secretary hasn't spoken publicly since he left office in 2013, so the deposition, filed into the court record this week, offers the first detailed look at Greenstein's defense against accusations that he helped steer the now-canceled contract to friends at CNSI. According to a transcript of the deposition, Greenstein describes the evaluation process that selected CNSI as squeaky clean. Results from a study shows no acute health risk of eating shrimp from an area affected by the Gulf oil spill. KEDM's Ashley Lyons has more on the latest research report.
Tulane researchers determined eating shrimp from an area of the Gulf of Mexico impacted by the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill poses no acute health risk or increased cancer risk. Research professor Mark Wilson says when the spill occurred, there were concerns that shrimp would be contaminated by a class of chemicals that can pose health hazards.
And found very, very low levels of these chemicals in the shrimp, and none of those levels were, by our calculations, thought to pose any health risk whatsoever.
Wilson says they also surveyed over 100 Vietnamese residents in New Orleans East that tend to eat more shrimp than most people, and that helped them reach the conclusion that Gulf shrimp are safe to eat.
We detected no excess health risks associated with oil spill-related compounds in their seafood.
Wilson hopes the study's results will get to wholesalers and distributors who still may have concerns that Gulf shrimp are contaminated with unhealthy chemicals. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
Well, as you're headed outside today, it's time to grab your jacket and coat. State climatologist Barry Kime says the cold front is now completely moved through the entire state with cool Canadian air fully settling in over Louisiana.
Now, the really cold air already has a pretty strong foothold across North Louisiana. Temperatures this morning are in the low 30s. Highs today are expected only to rise into the low 50s.
Kime says temperatures across South Louisiana are still on the mild side in the mid to upper 50s. He says you can expect this cold weather to stick around tomorrow and into Friday. Well, the KEDM weather forecast looking for mostly sunny skies, mild conditions today with a high only getting into the low 50s, and mostly cloudy skies this evening with a low tonight in the mid 30s.